As you receive your wholeness, as you receive your good conduct, as you receive your light. So we want to remember that we're returning to our true reflection. We're returning to our true vision. We're returning to our true selves at last. And that requires a significant promotion. That requires a significant increase. So allow yourselves to consume your natural light, your natural truth, your natural extension of love. So when I'm saying this, it's like we're all lit up. How would I describe that? Just imagine like a flame and that brilliant light. And so when I'm looking at everyone, that's who you are. That's what you are. And you've been allowed advancement. So the more that we, how would I say it? It's almost like to treat your linear world lightly. In other words, you're still part of it, but how you're functioning, how you're providing, how you're really consuming your entire circumstance is from your true nature, is from your true worth, is from your true entitlement after all. So this entitlement is like this brilliant stream of light that it's like all consuming. It's all pervasive. It is. So just the way that they often just like end something by saying God is, meaning like God is all of it. We want to remember that God is our true nature. God is our true self. So then when we take birth in our highest exclaim, what we're doing is returning to our God self, to the truth of our possession, to the truth of our highest authority. But again, our possession, it's not like anyone can possess anything that isn't available for everybody. So all of this like egoic trance stuff where I've got something you don't, it's a fallacy. It's just like a dream mirage. And so this is what we're bickering about. This is what we're crying about. This is what we're tearing our lives up about, where everybody is just sort of like serving the individual self rather than serving the heartland. So when we allow ourselves to glow, when we allow ourselves to proceed, when we allow ourselves to advance, what we're taking possession of, what we're agreeing to is our new lifestyle. But when they're saying our, they don't mean just yours in the individual, they mean our in the plural, meaning for everyone's benefit, for everyone's sake. And so every time you become aware of a higher node, it's like you're grabbing onto that, or you're surrendering to that, or you're offering that for all that go by. So that's going to be the person on your side of the argument and the person on the other side of the argument. You're not looking for one to win. You're not looking for your individual self to be happy in exclusion. What we're looking for, what we're opening up to, what we're investing in is the truth of our many selves, meaning our whole self that is for everyone to enjoy, for everyone to have a turn, for everyone to bathe in. When I say bathe in, it's like, it's almost like John the Baptist in a way, like I'm just watching everyone in water, but instead of it being water, it's like a splash dance, meaning like it's a dance of light. It's a dance of illuminated vision. It's a dance of extreme proximity of our true self, of our true nature. So allow yourselves to be included, to be rebirthed, to be explored within. So when we're exploring within, we're moving to a new delicacy. We're moving into a new timeline. We're moving into a new explosion at last. And from this highest value, from this highest certainty, all is like, I want to say rearranged, but it's really prearranged. So in other words, it's sort of like We went our distance. We went into individual consciousness as far as we could go. And so now the light's upon us and it's showing us our return. So it's almost like Alpha and Omega, where we're coming full circle. We're completing our natural turn. We're completing our natural cycle. Anything where you just sort of feel like you've turned the corner and now you're resetting. Now you're returning at last. Because it's very important that, how would I say this? Like, life doesn't appear like yesterday. In other words, that we keep climbing. We keep investing. We keep identifying ourselves to be greater and greater extension of love. So allow yourselves that heavenly advancement. Allow yourselves that heavenly promotion at last. Again, what we're receiving for ourselves, we're receiving for all the many selves on the planet, no exclusion possible. It's so important that we understand that we turn our heart on and smile, meaning the whole reason ourselves and anyone else appears goofy is because they're not aware of their light, they're not aware of their sunshine. So the only way we can assist others in finding their way home is assisting ourselves at last. In other words, if we keep functioning out of an old broadcast, well, good luck for the many, because you know everyone's sort of a little lost. When we open to our brilliance, when we open to our heart expansion, when we open to the truth of self, it's like now we've made the grand beginning. Now we've made the grand homecoming. Now we've made the grand turn of our new lifestyle. So receive the truth within with a broad smile. So that broad smile is, there's more than enough to go around, as you will indicate, as you will transfer your faith, as you will come and see. So when we're coming and seeing, it feels very much like a place of new beginnings. So in other words, come and see, it's like a new experience, a new version of self, like almost being on the earth for the very first time. Because the earth is really, everything's really in our mind. So what we're experiencing is really just our consciousness. So is, and there's so much power in that, because as we say so, as we say it's time to see, there's nobody stopping us. There's absolutely not a person on earth that can get in your way. So you really want to understand that you have love's advantage now. In other words, nothing's blocking you. You just want to take that increase with good faith, meaning that you're returning to your light, you're returning to your sunshine, you're returning to your true existence. In order to do that, you have to be willing to drop the pain. You have to be willing to let go. You have to be willing to drop the whole blame. Well, the problem is my boss, my mother, my husband, my girlfriend, like whatever it is. Because as long as you're still confessing guilt, as long as you're still interested in punishment, you're going to stay attached to the old dream state. And truth be known, that's not going to give you anything that's wise. In other words, it's not going to help you. It's just going to be more of the same. It's sort of like you could win one day, but then the next person wins the next day. And at the end of the day, everyone's without their eyes and nobody sees. So this is where we're investing in a new history. We're investing in a new story. We're investing in a new consciousness at last. They're emphasizing that so you really understand how much of a shift this is. This isn't just a little refresher. This isn't just, oh, I just hope you have a good day today. This is an entire shift in your experience of your reality for the duration, while you're in this form. So this is a major increase, and this is a change in lifestyle that is self-enduring, meaning you're never going to be the same. So the beauty is nobody can stop you. The beauty is the light is here to stay. All we have to do is surrender where the friction is, what we're fighting with, where we think our answer is. If I can get the jury to make them guilty, then somehow my life's better for it. You know, like that's just a false illusion that is just like a source of trickery. Because if we still hold guilt and judgment inside of us, well, then that's what's walking around and doing the same to us. So in other words, this is all about self-attack over and over and over and over and over until we say enough. And so this is where, as a collective, we have chosen to see. We have already graduated steady. In English, we've said enough inside, and we're opening to our new beginning. We're opening to our new display. We're opening to a new advancement. So that's where you really want to feel this is like a major step, a major shift. You also want to feel like it's something between excitement and a little bit of nervousness, but you know, nervousness and excitement, it's the same energy, negative or positive. So the more you can make it positive, the more you can make it like, I don't know where I'm going next, but I'm ready, I'm curiouser and curiouser, because there's nothing back there for me. You know, there's just a lot more war consciousness and problems and defeatist attitude, like all this like low energy that's not up to snuff. In other words, it doesn't serve us now. It's almost like picking up outdated equipment. Like that was good 100 years ago, but that's certainly not the best we have today. That's how we want to feel about our past false injury, our past thoughts, our past notion, where we've already passed the usefulness of it. We already passed the acclaim inside, where there's nothing there with keeping, there's nothing there with saving, and it's time for the full broadcast, it's time for the full reality. So allow yourselves to be quickened, allow yourselves to advance. And so when we're saying that, it's like really allowing that heart to expand, really allow that sacred heart to be received, to be welcomed. And it's like when I'm looking at this, it's just like I got all this sacred geometry that's doing its work, that's doing its part. So the more that we can feel that sense of relief, the more that we can feel that we're moving in to our new association of self, we'll continue with the dance of light. We'll continue with the new vibration. We'll continue with the new advancement at last. So receive, receive, receive. Receive with joy. Receive with excitement. We receive with like, how would I say that? Like just having that awareness that it's just going to get brighter and brighter still, and you're staying ready. You're staying available. I just love that energy of available. So it's sort of like when the next comes and the next, it's like you're here on standby, you're ready to receive. There's something so courageous about that, powerful about that, and supportive about that. So it's not like this is a one-time drawer. Well, if I happen to come by again, that'll be nice. Not at all. It's like you're standing ready, you're standing often, you're standing upright. So receive, 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 and so it is.